Okay, so my name is Tim Owen-Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 11th of September 2009 and the time's 7:10 in the morning. Can you tell me your name, your age and where you come from?
My name is Janice Buchanan, I'm 47 and I'm from Glasgow.
Okay, thank you.
Originally from Edinburgh,
okay.
I now live in Glasgow.
And what inspired the move?
I got married and moved through, so I've been in Glasgow longer than I've been in Edinburgh now.
Uh-huh. Okay. When was it you found out about the One Another Project?
My sister sent me a text saying, oh, what will I do? And that was it. And I immediately phoned her and I said, what's this? What will you do? What do you mean? And she told me all about it, about the Fourth Plinth and Anthony Gormley's project. So I looked up on the internet and immediately just registered there and then before I'd really read too much about it because I love London. And I just thought, oh, I'd love to be up there. So I just registered my name and thought nothing. And, you know, I knew it was a postcode lottery. Just thought I would never be picked. So it was a surprise when I got the email.
Yeah, how did you feel when you received the email?
Well, I opened it 3 days after I'd been sent it because I'd been away the weekend and I was at my work and I quickly went in. So I had to accept there and then. And it was 8 o'clock in the morning, so I was quite happy with the time. I didn't want to be a busy time. And I thought, oh, another trip to London, that's fine, I accepted it. But as soon as my sister had sent me the text saying, I don't know what I would do, and she told me about it, I just thought, no, I will just sit there and watch the world go by. And then when I read more about it and saw more in the papers, I was a bit nervous because I thought, well, it's an entertainment platform and I'm not an entertainer. And then one of the weekly programmes that Clive James is on, Anthony Gormley was on it, and he himself said that he warmed to the people that didn't do very much, so that made me happy, and I thought, that's fine. Because when I accepted, I thought, oh, I can always back out, until when he said that, I thought, oh, I'm not going to back out now, because the media have got it all wrong. Because they were looking on that programme, looking for people to be entertaining, and I thought, really, that's not what it's about. So I felt happier.
So what is it you're going to be taking up there with you?
Well, I've got a book in cross stitch, but whether I'll actually sit down to do that or not, I don't know. I will sit down. I'll just kind of take pictures, watch people going to their work, enjoy the experience.
And you mentioned you really love London there. What is it you particularly like about London?
Covent Garden. That's my favourite place. I like to come down at least once a year anyway, usually around about my birthday in April. Try and make that a trip down to London. I don't like flying and fancy holidays and things. I just quite plain simple. And I just thought, I knew I was coming down to Folkestone for that week, and I just thought, oh, if I got picked, that would be another trip to London. So I just love the atmosphere, the cosmopolitan.
Can you remember any significant times you come down to London? Can you remember your childhood, when was the first time you came to London?
I can't remember the first time. I probably started coming down. It was a family trip, just not long after my granny had died, and my mum treated us all down to a trip and we went to see Starlight Express. That's when my children were young, so maybe that's what started it all. I don't know. It's just as I've got older, I just think, oh, I just like coming to London.
And you mentioned your family then, so can you give us a bit of insight into your family? You mentioned your children.
I've got three children, Christopher, Claire and Jamie. And my daughter's pregnant. She's due on the 5th of November, so I'm kind of looking forward to the next stage in life, being a granny. Looking forward to her wee baby. And I used to be full-time at work and I've just recently cut my hours to part-time. So hopefully when she's back to work part-time, then I can look after her baby.
Great. What other things would you say are important to you in your life?
My family. Enjoying work. I don't know.
That's fine. What is it you do for a living?
I'm a housing assistant.
Okay.
With Paisley Housing Association. I like my job. I've had a variety of different jobs throughout my life. Just part-time jobs when the kids were working in shops. And then I was a medical secretary. and I moved on to housing, so I'm quite happy with my career as it is at the moment, if you can call it that.
And what is it you like about it?
I like helping people, I like getting people into houses. It's quite satisfying, as well as obviously there's lots of people out there that want houses and can't get them, but it's good to see people starting off or starting again, and it's just interesting. Every day is different, it's not the same every day.
How does it feel to be able to help, to be able to contribute to people, you know, people's search for finding themselves somewhere to stay?
Yeah, it's good, but more and more there's obviously a lot of people out there looking for houses that they can't get, so it's good when you make a selection, when you've got a void property and you select somebody and you know that they really deserve it or they needed it, and you feel like you're helping although you're just doing your job.
What other interests do you have? What do you do in your spare time?
I read a lot. I like walking. I don't do as much as I should, but cross stitch. I sometimes cycle. I cycled from Glasgow to Edinburgh last year, and nearly killed me, but I did it. Watch the telly. I'm a couch potato, which is why I brought my chair up to sit and be a couch potato on the plinth.
And what effect would you like from the hour? What response would you like? If not from the crowd, then how do you think it's going to affect you?
I'm not looking for any response really, or effect. I'm just going to enjoy the experience and looking at London from a different perspective, a different viewpoint that not many people get to see. It's not everybody that gets to stand up there and see the view from there. So that's my main interest, just this.
And what are your thoughts about it being a piece of like Anthony Gormley's artwork?
I'm glad he did it and I got picked. I've been to Crosby to see his Men in the Sand, and I've seen The Angel of the North. Apart from that, I don't really know a lot about him. I wasn't like originally an Anthony Gormley fan. Maybe I shouldn't say that. My main reason for applying obviously was because I love London, but he's interesting.
So it's Friday morning, you're down in London. What are you planning on doing then for the rest of your time down
here? Well, my mum and my daughter are here, so we'll probably go for breakfast after it, and my sister's in Manchester, so we came down to Manchester yesterday and then got the train down to London. I drove to Manchester, so the train back is at 2 o'clock, back to Manchester. So we'll probably go to Covent Garden and just have a wee wander before the train. So we've not really had a lot of time in London this time, but that's fine. I just like being here.
And what would you say, what's the emotional journey been? How have you been feeling throughout the whole of the process, from the word go when you first found out about it to applying to being allocated to you?
When I got the email saying that I'd been picked, it was an amazing feeling. I couldn't keep a smile off my face, and I just thought, oh, well, I tell people at my work just now or wait, but I didn't tell them. I waited till I told my family and my partner, and then because there was a wee while in between and I had a holiday, you kind of put it to the back of your mind, but this week, as the time's gone on, I've been nervous, and it was kind of hard to sleep last night, so I talked about it being like going to the dentist. It's nervous before, and then once you're on a chair, that's fine, you know, you're okay. So once I'm up there, hopefully I'll be fine. Just a bit nervous, that's all.
And what would you say your hopes and fears, aspirations are for the future?
Well, obviously because my daughter's pregnant, I'm looking forward to the next generation. Makes me feel a wee bit older, but looking forward to being a granny and help, not bring up this her child, but just be a part of her child and be able to hand it back. And my sister's been a granny for 2 years now, in all 5 years, and I've just been desperate to be a granny, although you don't want your children to have children too young, but I just think this is wonderful. So that'll be my life probably, and my partner, he'll probably won't be very happy because he might have to take a back seat. But they're not young very long, so that's me.